All right. Speaking of unpublished reports, Tadhg, John Mooney, the crime and security correspondent at the Sunday Times, delved into the health beat over the weekend because he published a story that I think was probably pretty shocking to people who've been following the many reports that have been done on Children's Health Ireland. Just run us through, first of all, what this story is about before we get into the response, the political response for it.
Yes, this again, you're right saying it's a pretty shocking report. I've never quite seen anything quite like it. I mean, we've seen a lot of reports, like you said, from CHI in the last little while, but this one's pretty extraordinary. So it surrounds, I believe it was 2021. The report was completed in 2021, I believe. But it concerns a consultant who had allegedly referred public patients to work in his private clinics. The story, as you said, was published in this weekend's Sunday Times, and surgeries themselves were then paid for by the National Treatment Purchase Fund, which is a state body that pays for private treatments for people in the public service or in the public health system. And today what we've had is Health Minister Jennifer Carol McNeill essentially say that she had no idea about this until this report was published, and that she has since written to the CHI for an action plan over this report and to deal with it. And I believe Bernard Gloucester was on the radio on Sunday saying that, you know, if something like this had happened in the HSE, that there would, you know, a Gardafile would, the guards would have been contacted and something would have been dealt with in that way, you know, and the government is now looking at as to, and they're talking with CHI about the potential, if they can, this report can be published, or what information can be put into the public domain about this report beyond what the Sunday Times have already reported. But it's just another situation where CHI has found itself in a lot of hot water over, you know, we've seen the controversy around the use of unauthorised springs in scoliosis patients. We've seen the hip dysplasia, the unnecessary hip dysplasia surgeries audit. Again, debating the Dáil on that this evening. It's hard to see where, you know, CHI goes from here. You know, we've seen the minister speaking about this, that you know, she now has strong questions about the governance and the direction and its future. We've also now had four resignations from the board, three this morning. So that was Dr. Gavin Lavery, Bridget McManus and Catherine Guy, and a fourth, Mary Cryan, who resigned last week, but we only discovered that today. They all worked on the board in a voluntary capacity, and you know, it's a pretty extraordinary set of stories.
Okay. It should be said that Children's Health Ireland, CHI, is not directly under the remit of the HSE, so it works, I suppose, in a way like one of those Section 38 organisations that provides services to the HSE, is funded by the HSE, but the HSE does not have that level of in-depth oversight on it. Bernard Gloucester, the interview you referenced there, said he had been on to the chief executive of CHI and had asked her to publish the report when possible, and also to refer it to the Gardaí. Tom Brabazon, the findings in this Sunday Times report, which is where it was revealed, probably where it shouldn't have been revealed, but, you know, no criticism of John Mooney for getting his hands on the report. What's your reaction to it?
Frankly, I'm shocked. There's a lot of questions to be answered. The NTPF was mentioned there, and that's designed to help somebody who's in a painful situation, who's been on a surgical waiting list for more than 6 months. And you would wonder why, in certain circumstances, that operations that weren't necessary were done on the and funded by the NTPF.
I think in this case it's nearly the opposite. Operations in this case were required, but children were delayed in their treatment and ended up on the NTPF waiting list because they had been waiting so long, and then they were referred to the practice of this particular consultant and ended up costing the NTPF €35,800, when the protocol should have been that they would be referred to other colleagues or in that hospital or elsewhere in the public service in order to offer them a surgery before they were referred to the NTPF. Laura Harmon, what do you make of it?
Well, firstly, I mean, I think it is extremely worrying. It's a shambles, you know, what we are hearing, and we have to question what's next. I mean, in relation to the report over the weekend, I mean, the fact that that particular consultant, you know, didn't face any disciplinary action, my understanding is that, you know, he retired. The fact that the Minister for Health was not made aware of this issue raises other questions, like, you know, what else is she not being made aware of? But it is, you know, indicative, I suppose, as to where we're at, you know, with health in this country in terms of, you know, public confidence as well. I think in CHI is now very much on the floor. You know, meanwhile, we have 3,400 children who are on waiting lists for healthcare. You know, anxiety levels of parents, of families in relation to this. And we're hearing of the hip dysplasia surgeries, the fact that there were, you know, implants of unlicensed springs in relation to children with scoliosis. I mean, it must be a very worrying time if you're a parent of a child that is waiting for healthcare in this country. And I do think that there needs to be more transparency. There's huge issues in relation to governance in relation to this. I think that we need to really get to the bottom of it. There needs to be more oversight, I believe, as well, of CHI now, you know, from the HSC. And certainly, look, I think the Minister for Health has a big task on her hands here in solving this and ensuring that that public confidence can be restored. But we've a long way to go.
OK, it should be said that, you know, this is an internal report. It is not making findings of fact against a named individual. It remains in the realms of allegations. But Charles Ward, the issues that are raised here, how a report that deals with something as serious as this, without getting into the specifics of what's in the report, the fact that it never made it up the chain to the HSE, the funding organisation, it never made it into the Department of Health as we understand it now, it adds to the pile of governance concerns around CHI and, you know, parents whose children are in the care of CHI have a right to be concerned about those governance concerns.
There's no trust, absolutely no trust. CHI have been... They've been a controversial appointment since they were set up, and there's no change. It's basically what you unnecessary surgeries, profiteering, I would say. I would say there's families now who are realizing that their children have gone through surgeries that were unnecessary, and there's questions to be asked. And I there's a disconnect between the health minister and CHI, which there should not be.
All right. Okay, we will move on because there will be, no doubt, more on this in the days and weeks to come.